My brothers and sisters in the house of the Lord, if you'd open your Bibles tonight to the book of Exodus in the 15th chapter is where we'll be reading from this evening while you pray for us. Reading a lot of scripture tonight, but I want to make sure that we get the whole background and the story of what Moses is talking about this evening. 15th chapter of the book of Exodus. Starting at verse 1, reading down through and including verse 21. So you know it's not Roger that reads this many. But we don't want to leave out one part. This is a song that Moses put together after the Lord had delivered them from Pharaoh and his mighty army. And I believe it's a song that we still can sing today. Because every one of us has victories in our life that God has given to us. And we have a song that needs to be sung. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord. And spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider have he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea. He chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. The right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thy excellency from thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sendest forth thy wrath, which he consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of thy nostrils, listen, and with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright as a heap, and the depths were concealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake. I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with the wind. The sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thy right hand. The earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto the holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab trembling shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them by the greatness of thine arm. They shall be as steel as a stone till thy people pass over. O Lord, till thy people pass over which thou hast purchased. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance. In the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary. O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought again the waters above the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider have he thrown into the sea. And stop reading there. That's a lot of scripture. But it's a song that Moses put together for what the Lord had done for them as the children of Israel. And he brags on the Lord. Moses is not bragging on himself. He's saying, Look what God did for us. The horse and his rider have he drowned in the sea. And, you know, sometimes because of a way that we concluded in our mind, we think that it was just a matter of a couple of days that the children of Israel stood there and they were moaning that they had come out there from in the wilderness to die because here come Pharaoh and his army against them to try to kill them. But Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And God parted the waters. His nostrils is what Moses said in his song. His nostrils parted the water back. And they passed through on dry ground. Did not have a dirt on the bottom of the soles of their shoes. The animals didn't even have dirt on their soles, of their hoofs, where they went through the Red Sea. And we think that sometimes that it was a quick journey. Estimates are that there was between 2.5 to 3 million children of Israel that left underneath bondage. They left underneath bondage, and to go through the Red Sea would have taken weeks for them to pass through. 2.5 to 3 million people passing through. And while they was passing through, the whole time they was there, God held the waters back. And they passed through. And as they was passing through, here come Pharaoh and his army to try to overtake them and kill them. While one of the Israelites is stepping out on the other side, Pharaoh and his army is stepping in on this side. And as these are passing through on dry ground, can you see it through a spiritual eye tonight? As some of the children of Israel are passing out on dry ground, the waters began to close back in. But it waited until Pharaoh and his army got in the midst of the Red Sea. Then the waters caved in. Recently, we heard that there was scientific proof that they was doing a study, and somehow they found out that there was an iron wheel at the bottom of the Red Sea. And someone said, that proves that they went through. Can I preach tonight? If God says it, that's all the proof you need. Amen. That's all right, Ron. I'll get it later. But we don't need scientific proof. We've got the book of God that tells us this is what God did. And some people might even say, the Bible says it, I believe it, and it makes it so. It doesn't matter whether we believe it or not. If the Bible says it, that's enough to make it so. Because God does not and cannot lie. He's a man of truth. And he's always been the truth and the life and the everlasting way for us to make it to from this world to the next world to come. I'd like to bring you a message tonight, a reason to sing. A reason to sing. When we look back on all the days, as the young people sing that song tonight, when I look back at all the things that God has brought me through, we have a reason to sing. Some might say, I can't sing like others. God didn't do for others maybe what he's done for you. Nobody can sing your song. See, Moses sang this song, and I don't know what the tune was. The psalmist David sang many songs, and I don't know what the tune was to some of those songs as well. But there's songs that God gives every one of us to sing, and as we've heard these songs tonight, 4 days late, and God is still on time. That ought to make a Baptist church want to shout on a Sunday night. But the Lord said in the book of Psalms in the 66th chapter and several other chapters in the book of Psalms that we ought to make a joyful noise unto God. Others say unto the Lord. a joyful noise. And he didn't say it had to be perfect, did he? Amen. How many of you have ever been in a service where somebody started singing a song, got up and sung a song, maybe in a special singing, or maybe they just stood up in the congregation and started singing, and they was out of pitch and they was out of tune. But what a joy it was to hear the song sang, because it had the right seasoning. It had something that come from the depths of their heart. It was their song in that hour. You and I could try to sing that song and it would not be the same effect, because it was their song for that hour. How many of you got songs that you sing that God, because God has brought you through so many things in your life, and some of those songs stick with us all the days of their life? I believe even when they got to Canaan land, Moses was still humming that song, and the children of Israel walked by him and say, there he goes singing again about the horse and the rider. Every time they heard the timbrel, they probably thought Miriam is rehearsing that song that her brother sung another time. But can I put it like this? Miriam and the girls could not sing the song like Moses did, because Moses is the one that God gave it to. And tonight our testimonies are our thanksgiving. Everything we do for the Lord, nobody else can stand up and brag on the Lord for what he has done for you like you can and like I can. He has brought me through many waters. Hallelujah. He has given us a song that, not like Moses. I can't sing Moses' song. There are some songwriters that we try to sing their songs, and sometimes we make a miserable, make a miserable attempt out of it, and a failure. But let me tell you, someday I sing some of my best songs when it's nobody but me and the Lord. And people say, does anybody else around you hear it? How many of you sing a song and there's no noise that comes from your larynx? There's nothing that goes out, but down on the inside, there's a song saying, I've got a reason to sing today. The birds sing to praise the Lord, and the trees wave their branches. People say, do you really believe that? The Bible says if the children of God refuse to praise him, that the trees shall praise him and the rocks shall cry out. I've got a song that a tree cannot sing. I've got a song that a rock cannot cry out, because you see, they don't know what it's like to be redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I was lost, but now I'm found. I was in sin so deep, it was the Lord that reached way down below the bottom and pulled me up and set my feet upon a solid foundation. I was thinking about a song this week that Sister Gray used to sing out at Riverside. Connie used to sing it down at New Haven. It said, two coats were before me, one old and one new. I could have either, so what must I do? I'll tell you the best thing I ever did do. I laid off the old coat and I put on the new. How many tonight can say, well, I've got a reason to sing, because I was in that same situation. There are some songs that nobody else can sing it like others today. I've heard people say, get up and sing, and they say, this is Sister So-and-so sung this song, or Brother So-and-so sung this song. But if God's given it to you, he's given it to you for a reason, and nobody can sing it like you can today. Amen. Especially as we preach this morning, when the fire comes down out of heaven and it ignites that soul of yours, to where if some people get up and sometimes we can't sing for crying, and we say, excuse me, or I apologize. There's no apology needed when the fire comes down and overtakes you, because you see, the congregation may not know why that song is so special. How many of you been in that valley to where you was so down and out, and the Lord came by, and the next thing you know, Here you are singing in the midst of a valley and people looking at you saying, how can you sing? Troubles and trials all the way around you. Yes, but do you know who's walking every step of the way with me? He said, I'll not leave you nor forsake you, but I'll be with you always. When I've got him, I can sing even in the darkest of days. I've sung songs my whole life. And many of you have too. Some of you say, I can't sing. And I've listened to you. Every once in a while, you'll start singing when the Spirit of God comes by. And you know what? When the Spirit comes by, there's not a one of us that can't sing. Not a one. People say, well, I can't sing it like she can, or I can't sing it like he can. They're not the ones that God brought through. You are. You are. Ever since I was little, my dad got saved when I was 2 years old. And I believe from that time on, going to Sunday school, and it still blesses me. My kids did it. My grandkids have done it. Sharon's and Rob's grandkids and Matt, your children, and others, even some of these young adults that we have with us tonight, when they were young, they stood up here. And they sing that song, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Oh, hallelujah. It's never too young to start singing praises of God unto God. Or this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And people say, and I've said this and I mean it from the depths of my heart, when those little ones get up here, folks, I tell you what, it's hard for anybody else to follow them. Amen. Because you see, Jesus even said it takes childlike faith to enter the kingdom of God. These songs we've sung, and I reflected this week as God laid this on my heart, that times when, how many of you in the car, traveling, singing, and you wouldn't want anybody to hear you, right? Because you get a little crazy every once in a while. But I was thinking not too many years ago when Becky and I was traveling back and forth to church and Brandon and Tiffany were still with us and they was traveling. We was the next Hensons and we would sing The Lighthouse. And I'd have to be Ronnie because Tiffany and Brandon and Becky took all the other parts, so I was left singing bass. And you know how hard it is for somebody with a high-pitched voice to sing bass? Tonight it wouldn't be too hard because y'all preached me hard this morning. But you know what? We didn't care. We didn't care because we wasn't singing it for anybody else. I'm singing it for myself. I'm singing it for my Lord and my Savior because I've got a reason to sing. Moses said, y'all can laugh at me. You can scorn me. You can do whatever you want. I've got a song I want to sing. And then you know what happened? After he sung it, it just caught on. Others wanted to sing it. But again, I had to go back and I had to tell Miriam, Mary, you may have done a good job, but you didn't do the job that Moses did when he sang it. Amen? Amen. And then I think about some songs that we have a reason to sing along this life. And some of these are Rob and Sharon sings these songs. And tonight, if I don't mention your songs, don't fall out with me because these are just some that God put on my heart. But the song that Sharon and Rob sing sometimes for us, God is so good to me. How many of you can sing that song tonight and say he is so good? Not only has he been good, he is still good. And you know what? If the sun comes up tomorrow, he's promised to be the same God tomorrow as he was today. He's a God that never changes. We change. Circumstances change. But God never changes. Or a song that said, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Anybody else feel like singing that song tonight and raising your hand and say, Lord, I thank you for every blessing that you have given to me along this journey. I still have a hard time, Debbie, thanking him to where I feel like I have adequately thanked him for the saving of my soul. I've never got to the place where I feel like I've truly adequately thanked him enough for the saving of my soul. But you know, the song that I'm singing now, I'll get to sing it for all eternity when we make it to that final resting place. And then also a song that came back many years ago, I'm saved to the uttermost. Ain't nothing the devil could do to take away my salvation. He could take away everything I've got. Amen. He could take away everything I've got. But I've got a reason to sing, because I've got something down below the collarbone that sin cannot take away from me. Death can't take away from me. The devil can't rob me of it while I'm here. But one day when you find me gone, I'll still be singing in another land, not the same songs we sing down here. How many of you think it would be wonderful when we get there just to sing Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound? But God has got an even better song. Hallelujah. I don't know what it is. I don't know what tune it is. I don't know what the lyrics are. But when we get there, our mind will be with His mind. He'll give us the words. He'll give us the tune. And everybody will be in perfect pitch and harmony today. And even the preachers will be singing hallelujah. And the deacons and the lay members will all, they will not have a title when we get there, except for the redeemed of God that was saved before the foundation of this world. Another song that came to my heart, a reason to sing, I've come too far to turn back now. How many are with me tonight? I'm with Him until I draw my last breath. I've come too far. There's nothing for the apostles. When Jesus said, when the disciples, He looked around and many of the disciples had departed and went back, He said, will you also turn away? And they spoke up and said, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Who else would take me in today as I am? Did you know we ought to praise the Lord because He took us just like we were and made us a new subject for the kingdom of God? He did not change the outside. He did not change our mind completely. I've heard people say salvation is nothing more than a changing of your mind. Let me tell you, we've still got some of the old man mind. Amen? But He didn't change, He didn't save my mind. He saved my heart, my soul tonight. And then I like this song as well. It goes back to the 70s. Many a churches tore the roof off when this song would be sung in the house of the Lord. Many a singer sang it. The singing Cooks was probably the most well-known singers for this song. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Well, when He says, get up, I'm getting up out of that grave, and I'm going to take a flight far, and I don't need Elon Musk. I don't need NASA to get me there. He's got a flight booked just for me. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I'm going past the first heaven and the second heaven and the third heaven. I'm going to the eternal heaven that John saw coming down on the Isle of Patmos. We've got a reason to sing tonight, church. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. And people say, well, you guys got all kinds of reasons that you've quoted tonight for singing a song. But what about when times are hard? What song do you sing then? In the book of Acts, in the 16th chapter and the 25th verse, Paul and Silas was in prison. In the inner prison. Shackled. But about midnight, you want to sing? Start praying. They started praying, and then a song broke out. I don't know. I thought about this today. I don't know if Paul prayed, and while Paul was praying, Silas started singing. Or if Silas was praying and Paul started singing. Or maybe Paul and Silas both prayed. And then when they got up from their prayer, well, in fact, they couldn't get up, they was bound. But when they quit their praying, they just struck a tune. We call it a cappella. You know what they called it? Praise. Oh, ain't that good? They just said, we're in prison. Our lives could be taken shortly. They did not know what you and I know. See, they didn't have the book to read what the outcome's going to be. Our lives could be taken from us shortly. But we're going to pray because we know God hears and answers prayers. Amen. And after they prayed, the framework changed. How many of you had a bleak outlook and then you went and prayed and it changed your outlook? Went down praying and got up singing a song of praise. Maybe they're singing that song, it's different now since Jesus saved my soul. Amen. Yes. Maybe they were singing one of those good old songs that David had recorded in the book of Psalms. Maybe it was a church song that they sung. It don't matter what the song was, but I guarantee you this, it was a song of praise. It was a song that they felt with all their heart, a reason to sing. And, you know, maybe they look back and said, look what all God's brought us through. Look at the good times we had. You know, sometimes I think lost people look at us and say, all y'all have had is trouble, trouble, trouble. No, sir. I want us to look back for a minute of time at all the good times we've had. How many of you had good life while you're here? The good times that you've had. And we look back and I say, thank you, Lord, in my song of praise for all those good times. Yes, there have been days of trouble. But through it all, I'd have to say the good times have outweighed the bad. Amen. And then I'll close tonight. A reason to sing. See, the Bible teaches us. Not only are we going to sing here, but we're going to sing in glory land while the ages roll on. It teaches us today that while we are here, that there are angels ministering around the throne of God. They are singing a song of praise and worship unto God and to His Son. But when the children get home, how many of you could say, I'm one of those. When the children get home, the angels will stop their singing. And there'll be a brand new chorus break out. Some of you, some folks today don't like our style of worship. They say that we're too emotional, we're too loud, that we just don't have it together. They better get ready if they're going to heaven. Because there's a singer that's going to start singing a song. And you know what? We're going to sing a song not about, oh, Lord, how I made it through that world. And we'll talk about yesteryear and all the things that we went through. That's not what we're going to sing about. We're not going to sing Moses' song and the Lamb. We're not going to sing about anything about on this side of the river. We're leaving our, and I'm looking for one, we're leaving our song books behind. Amen. Because we got a brand new song that the Bible says that even the angels cannot sing, that because they don't know what it was like to be lost and undone and have a drop of blood that was shed on Calvary's cross for your sins and mine, to know that we once was lost but now we're found, to know that we was headed to hell and destruction, and to know now that we don't have to die, go to that awful place, but when we walk into that city that John saw, we're not going to look around for the streets of gold and the walls of jasper and the gates of pearl. You know what we're going to look for? The one who made it possible that we would have a song to sing on our heart. And when we walk in the gates, the four gates of that city, I believe that we'll strike up a song that the angels will stop their singing. We'll start singing because the redeemed of God have made it home with a song to sing of praise and worship unto the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We've got a song that even sinners can't sing. Get us a song, Sharon. I know of people lost that love to hear gospel music. They love gospel music. But can I tell you, gospel music by itself will not get the job done. It takes to preach gospel. A song did not save me. The word saved me. But one day, I'm going to leave my Bible behind. I love this book. It's about wore out, but I love this book. The pages are getting frail and they're starting to tear. But I wouldn't trade this book for anybody else's book in the house. You know why? Because Steve Puckett always made fun of me. He laughed at me, and he would mention this oftentimes in his preaching, and he would say that, you know, he didn't write in his Bible whatsoever. I want you to look, if I can hold it up here without losing everything. I'm not just writing my Bible, I color in my Bible. I've got marks in there that don't mean a thing to you, but they mean something to me because God put it up on my heart. And today, I'm just going to let it bless me all over again when I read it. And I say, well, why? Sometimes, Clarence, I'll look at a scripture and say, why did I color that page or that marking, or why did I write on there? And then the sweet Holy Spirit of God will take me back to the time that I did that, and I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for bringing it back to remembrance, because I forget things, don't you? And every once in a while, I need him to remind me I've got a reason to be happy. I've got a song I've got to sing. And my best singing you've not heard. Tara asked us to sing, help her sing tonight. And she said something about my voice, because y'all preached me so hard this morning. I said, that's all right, I'll just sing bass. Yeah, I didn't end up singing bass. Because you see, I believe when we go before God and we say, Lord, bless this song. You know what he'll do? He'll touch the vocal cords. Amen. When we think we can't, is when God says, let me show you what I can do. Because praise don't come in the form of words. Praise comes from the heart. And I've got a reason to sing. You've got a reason to sing. And I thought about this. The women sung. They took that song with the timbrel and began to sing. And now, if I recall the scripture, it says they danced also. And I know I'm in a Baptist church tonight. And I believe Ray talked about that this morning in Sunday school as well. But what are we going to do when we turn over and we see King David out there? The music was playing. Here come the Ark of the Covenant back into Jerusalem. He forgot that he was a king. Yeah. Sometimes for a few minutes, we need to forget who we are. And there used to be a saying and a song, we just need to let go and let God. Amen. Forget that we got to work tomorrow. Forget that so-and-so is here. Or maybe somebody we want to be here. You know, if you ever orchestrate it together, God won't bless it. Yeah. But when you just let it go and let God move in the midst, you'll find yourself singing a song, because you've got a reason to sing. Sing along with the singers. You know, or while there somebody is testifying or a message being preached, how many of you think songs come to your mind when things are being testified about or the preacher's preaching? Songs just run through your mind. I believe that I come from the greatest era of gospel songs. Nobody can touch the Hensons or the Happy Goodman family. Amen. There's a lot of good songs today, but let me tell you, it's different today. Sometimes I turn on the radio station, even WCNW. I turn them on and I think, my goodness, am I listening to the right station? Because they've got all this secular. Even gospel music has gone secular. You listen to it and it's like, oh my goodness, that's as dry as three-day-old cornbread. Ain't got nothing to it. That's why I say I prefer those live songs that's been recorded. that's got some seasoning behind it. Something that blesses my heart. And I hear that other song, and I'm not going to preach it any longer, but I think I'll read it again and let it bless my soul. Amen. We've been very fortunate, church. With everything that's going wrong in the world, I've come to tell you tonight, there's still a lot going right. And we've still got a reason to sing. Lift up your frown and turn it into a smile. Because there's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy here. Especially when we all begin to start singing our song. You say, all of us singing at one time? How many of you have ever been in a church service where there's two preachers preaching at the same time? One wasn't trying to get in tune with the other. One wasn't trying to compete with the other. People say, well, that sounds so disorganized. God is a God that'll come in and disorganize your organization. Amen. Even the world knows the structure of our services. We come in, we have choir singing, we have prayer, we have special singing, then we have preaching, and then we go home. What happens if God turns it upside down and we come in and we have preaching first? Some of you say, oh, this ain't right. We don't know what to do. But sometimes I've seen it happen. You know what we need to do? Take our structure, throw it out the window, and say, I've got a song to sing. Sometimes I've seen it in times past where before the choir, as the choir was congregating, somebody would say, oh, I've got a song on my heart I need to sing. And the choir would just have to disassemble. That person starts singing their song, and the whole church break out in worship and praise. You see, I long for the day when we just lose our composure and say, I've come to worship the Lord. Tonight while we stand and sing a verse of a song, has Satan taken your song away from you? Because, you know, he'll do that. He will. He'll put you in such a valley, such a dry space, that you can't even sing. You can't even think of the words of a song. But let me tell you, if you'll do like Paul and Silas, you'll pray, your song will come back. Now, I'm not saying their song left them. I don't know if them fellas ever sung a song before that night in prison. Bible don't tell us that they ever sung a song together. And I'm sure Paul didn't say, I'll take the lead and you take the harmony, Silas. Or Silas, you lead and I'll take the harmony. But maybe them boys both said, I can't sing harmony. So we're both going to sing. They didn't care. Maybe one was in tune and the other one was out of tune. It didn't matter. You know what they did? They sang their song. And at the end of their song, you know what happened? I hear the sound of the door swinging open. Oh, hallelujah. No matter what Satan got you locked up in, if you'll start remembering you have a reason to sing and start magnifying the Lord, those doors will open wide while they sing a song of invitation for us tonight. Do you have a reason to sing tonight? You got it in your heart. Let God manifest it through the Spirit into your soul. You'll find life is so much better. So much better. Follow your heart tonight. You've got a reason to sing. Yes. Nevermore to roam. I wish the world could see our song and understand why it means so much to us. Yes. Bless you, Rob and Sharon. I spoke last week, I believe it was, about a song that Lisa's going to be singing for us shortly. about going up home to live in green pastures. And I'm still working on her. I don't give up easily. But this week, it came to my remembrance this week. My great uncle Adrian, sang that song with his girls in the church. And they had another song that they sung. And this song, I don't even know all the words to it. But it came to my remembrance. And some of y'all might remember this. It said, Savior, bless us as we part till we meet at God's right hand. And then I don't know. And then it said, goodbye, goodbye. All my earthly friends, goodbye. That's Roger put that in. It's an old, old song, old mountain song. See, we was poor, but we had something to sing about. Amen. Yes. You know, when the Spirit of God passed by, we forgot we was poor. That's what God will do for you. And that's an old, old song. And going up home to live in green pastures is an old, old song. I like the old songs, don't you? As the old saying goes, that's what I cut my teeth on. Those old songs. And would to God that we would dig them back out and sing them again. I appreciate my heritage. I ain't got much to brag about. But I have a heritage of being in the house of the Lord. Being raised right by Christian mom and dad. And taught right by Sunday school teachers and by preachers. And because of that, as Paul would say, I am what I am by the grace of God. I hope you've enjoyed being in the house of the Lord on this day. He was good to us this morning. He was good to us tonight. If there was another service, you'd have to get another preacher. Because I'm preached out. But yet I know, if God put another message on and another service, I'd say, Lord, I'll try. And that's all he asks, is it not? He asks that we try. And he'll take our little bit and he'll bless it. And we'll have a good time in the house of the Lord. Spring-like weather this week. Clarence said he was resting tonight, getting ready because spring is on the way. I told him he better get the blades sharpened, Ronnie. Because soon as spring, Becky's already got all this work lined out for me to do. And I'm saying, wait, what about my stuff? Who's going to do my stuff while I'm doing all that stuff? And she says this, and I love her, and she knows that. But she says, we're going to have a garden this year. And I think, I enjoy garden work, so it's not a problem for me. I enjoy it. And you know what I enjoy most? When I put those seeds in the ground, and I go out there a week or two later, and I see those little seeds popping through the ground. You know what I think about every time I see it? Resurrection morn. Oh, I have a spell out in the garden. Some of you say, Roger, you just spiritualize everything. Folks, we've got a reason to sing. And I thank God for everything he gives to us on this journey. God bless you. Have a great week. And stay safe. Take care of yourselves. And come out Wednesday night at 6:30. And be with us in our Wednesday evening service. God bless you is my prayer.